When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, welcome back. Hello everyone, hello, hello, how's everyone doing? It's Nick Jansoff here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching, Coach for Anxiety. And so welcome back to another episode today. Today is an interesting topic. I don't know if you guys have seen the movie, Inside Out. Current movie that's come out. It's meant to be an adult's movie and also a children's movie, but I think it's more for adults movie. It's about, you know, again, you know, understanding your attachments. There used to be a movie that came out, you know, Inside Out, the first one, but this one provides some more emotional characters in it. So today I thought it'd be great to you know, have a chat about this one, and especially, you know, when we're talking about anxiety and depression, you know, it's formed in early childhood. There are, you know, unresolved thoughts and traumas and issues, you know, that we create as kids, voluntary and involuntary. So it's the involuntary ones that we're going to be looking and tapping into. So the current movie is all about that. It's, you know, called Inside Out Number 2. Get out there and have a look at it. It does give us like a grand look at, you know, examples of stored data called mental impressions of the mind. We create acute curiosity and awareness of it. You know, we get more out of it. So, and then we can actually see our emotions on a psychological level. That's a big wow factor for all of us. So the movie is wonderful because it allows us to become the observer for our own emotions and how we can work through it by tapping in the inside of us. And there are characters that play different character, you know, different emotions like sadness, joyfulness, envy, boredom, and shyness. And there's one in particular that takes charge, and that's called anxiety. Okay, that's why I thought, okay, so when you go into the movie, you'll find a lot about it, how we store information, and get out there and do it. And then maybe, look, I'd love some comments, you know, send your comments and pass this information on if you find it interesting. By the way, it's a big blockbuster at the moment. It's gone into like a big blockbuster. A nominal amount of money has been made out of a cartoon. And let's move on into the topic, exploring the link between early childhood experiences and anxiety, depression. So if you find that you are kind of suffering depression or anxiety, there's something unresolved there that you need to work out, that we need to go deeper into our consciousness and solve it. So anxiety and depression are common mental disorders, and they can have a significant impact on our well-being, and while there are various factors that contribute to development of these conditions, like recent research suggests that they may be originated from unresolved thoughts, traumas. In the movie, you'll see that how these thoughts go into a space or a memory of the unconsciousness and issues that occur during early childhood. So it's got to be careful if you're raising kids, what you're saying to them. You know, they're like a little machine that's recording everything. So in this podcast, I'm kind of trying to delve into the connections between early child experiences and the formation of anxiety and depression. We'll explore how the movie, additionally look at how the movie Inside Out number 2 provides valuable insights into the concept of stored data in the mind and the role of the emotions in shaping our psychological well-being. So my friends, early childhood experiences and mental health. Now, early childhood is a critical period in human development where individuals form their understanding of the world and their place in it. So you'll see that in a movie, and it shows a teenager at age 13 and how they develop and what actually happens and the conflicting, emotions that play out. And then this is where the unresolved thoughts and traumas and issues during these early times can have a long-lasting effect on our mental health. Just one second for a little bit. That's okay. So research suggests that, there's a correlation between adverse child experiences called ACE and the development of anxiety, depression in later life. ACEs can include like abuse, neglect, household dysfunctions, and also traumatic events that disrupts our childhood sense of safety and security. Also dementia, there's abandonment also, which is very common in developing our psychology from early stage. Also, we look at number 2, stored data and mental impressions. Now, the movie Inside Out 2 provides like unique perspective on the idea and the concept of stored data in the mind. I love the way where the movie goes and the way they show this, the idea that information is actually into the deeper area of our subconscious, and how they portray that. So it's just wonderful to see the color. And I don't want to spoil it too much for you guys, but I think you'll enjoy it. It also, in this area, it portrays like mental impressions that which are like representative of our experience and emotion stored in the mind. Everything gets stored, and sometimes when we have anxiety, we can store too much stuff, unresolved stuff. And that's why a lot of people get anxiety. It's very simple. And these stored data influences our thoughts and actions and emotional well-being. Now, by creating acute curiosity and awareness of these mental impressions, we can gain like a deeper understanding of our own emotions and psychological processes. Wouldn't it be just wonderful to have a clear mind and maybe erase or delete some of these emotions. And how wonderful would life be? Let's look at number 3, becoming the observer of our emotions. How can we do that? We can do that through meditations, mindfulness, just practicing the idea that we are the observer, We are the observer of our consciousness. And seeing how it makes us feel, like how come we're triggering from something. So in the movie, the Inside Out number 2 allows viewers to become the observer of their own emotions. How cool is that? The movie showcases characters like representing different emotions such as sadness, joyfulness, envy and boredom and shyness, and also the anxiety area of our lives. Which anxiety takes a big role, big leadership in the movie, and also, it kind of tells you if we're now, I mean, my whole podcast is all about anxiety, cool? So, and you can see that which kind of emotion or which character or which takes play in our lives. Yeah, so how come anxiety takes a leadership in our lives? Why is it that the dominating controller, of our headquarters? So why is it the brain, the mind being the headquarters, why is it kind of taking all the control? How can we ease up on that? So the movie tells us how to do it. Through the character interactions, viewers can actually you know, witness how emotions influence their behaviors and decision making. And yeah, very enjoyable. So this perspective enables us to really develop a greater sense of our self-awareness and control over our emotional responses, like triggers, like, why am I so triggering, you know? This also, we can tap into this area of cognitive therapy, behavioral therapy. Why are we behaving like that, you know? Unless we can identify our triggers, our emotions, that we really can't solve, we really can't fix anything. So at least we can learn to cope and ease, and you know, like anxiety. Anxiety really, everyone has anxiety, but at what level and why? Why is that dominating our lives? So when we look at childhood development, there are things in there, you know, unresolved issues, unresolved traumas. Yeah, let's look at number four. Number four is like working from the inside out. Working from the inside out. So understanding our emotions on psychological level is crucial for like managing anxiety and our depression. Inside Out, number two, highlights the importance of internal reflections and self-exploration. Now, by examining the underlying causes of our emotions, we can truly identify the patterns and the triggers that contribute to anxiety and depression. And this reflection allows us to develop coping strategies and seek appropriate support to address our mental health challenges and issues. My friends, so the movie Inside Out offers us a thought-provoking exploration of the relationship between early childhood experiences and the development of anxiety and depression. It emphasizes the significance of stored data in our mind and also the role of emotions and in shaping our psychological well-being. It's all a it's all a factory. It's all manufactured. That's what I want to say. It's all manufactured in our heads. And it's the thing is, we actually, you know, sometimes we can catch ourselves lying, and because our psychology is made up of a lot of biases, so can't believe all the things you see and hear, you know. And by creating this curiosity and awareness of our emotions, you know, we can gain valuable insight into our own mental processes and work towards managing anxiety and depression more effectively. So through our self-reflection and seeking appropriate support, we can embark on a journey. We can go on this journey of emotional growth and well-being. Wouldn't it be just wonderful to have clarity, less triggering, more calmness, and through practice we can gain that. So my friends, I'd like to at this point really get in to ask you some questions, you know, settling in to ask you some questions and some statements that can really solidify and make this particular topic, this podcast, you know, really understandable for us. So
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals, and no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Or you, and how do, this question one, how do early childhood experiences impact the development of anxiety and depression? Question two, what are some common unresolved thoughts, traumas, and issues that can contribute to anxiety and depressions in adulthood? And three, can adverse childhood experiences, ACE, be a predictor of future mental health challenges? Four, how does the movie Inside Out 2 illustrate the concept of stored data in the mind? Wow. And five, what role do emotions play in shaping our psychological well-being and mental health? Number six, how does becoming the observer of our own emotions help in understanding anxiety and depression? How can we get sucked into that? How can we believe that? How can we behave from that? And so what are some, also number seven, what are some examples of characters in the Inside Out movie that represent different emotions? And how does the movie highlight the importance of internal reflections and self-exploration? What are some strategies that we can use to manage anxiety and depressions based on the insights from the movie Inside Out number two? Number 10, how can early interventions and appropriate support help us address anxiety, depression, stemming from any childhood experiences or past conditioning? How can that help us? My friends, thank you for listening so far. It's time to get into a meditation. I want to do the meditation with you guys, and it is a bit cool up here in Australia at the moment, and we are having the winter, so I'm going to make myself relaxed, you know, because we need to be chilled out to, as this part of the episode. And so let's practice our meditation. By the way, this podcast will become exclusive to you guys, and it'll be available for you to see it and activate it on an exclusive podcast. You'll find a link on the description where you can contribute, where you can help me out, provide some more podcasts and a small income to keep supporting this particular wonderful podcast about anxiety and depression. I'll leave a link for you guys a little bit later, and then you can choose to be, well, buy me a cup of coffee. It's the value of a cup of coffee, so I much appreciate that, and we can really do some wonders. And I just want to say also thank you to the promoters of this podcast who helped me, and also to the Red Circle who helped me host these, and with a little bit of advertising so we can get the word out, so we can make a little bit of income, so more people can be, you know, hear this on a global level, all these podcasts on anxiety, depression. One thing we do practice is mindfulness and meditation, and on most of my episodes I like to finish up with a meditation. Yeah. So today we'll explore the link between early childhood experiences and the development of depression and anxiety. So I invite you to take a deep breath with me, in slowly through the nose. We'll do this three times, holding at the top, and slowly exhale for about 8 seconds, just to get in the zone. And one more time, deep. And as you deeply inhale through the nose, you know, focus on your stomach rising, and also focus on the tip of your nose and feel the temperature of the air as you sip in some air for about 7 seconds. And let's do that now. Hold the top for four. And exhale through the mouth. Slowly for about 8 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. One more time. Hold the top. Exhale. Okay, so our early years are a critical time in shaping our emotions and well-being. And understanding this connection can really provide insight into our journey towards healing and self-discovery. And as you continue to breathe deeply with me, imagine yourself in a peaceful and serene environment. Picture a beautiful garden filled with vibrant flowers and tall swaying trees. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin and the gentle breeze against your face. And in this tranquil setting, let us dwell in the intricate webs of early childhood experiences and their impact on our mental health. Our earliest interactions and relationships shape the foundations of our emotional development. Positive experiences such as nurturing, caregiving, and secure attachments can foster feelings of safety and well-being. However, not all child experiences are positive. Negative experiences such as neglect, abuse, abandonment, or trauma can have a lasting effect on our emotional well-being. These experiences can create patterns of negative thinking, self-doubt, and a heightened sense of fear and anxiety. Imagine yourself as a child, navigating through various experiences and emotions, noticing any memories or emotions that arise within you, and allow yourself to acknowledge and honor the feelings without judgment or resistance. And as we continue to explore these connections, remember that it is not about blaming ourselves or others for our past experiences. They are just experiences. Just experiences. Instead, it is about understanding the impact these experiences have had on our lives and finding ways to heal and move forward. And just as the garden requires care and nourishment to thrive, so do our inner selves. And my friends, take a moment to reflect on the importance of self-care and self-compassion. Recognize that healing is a journey, and it does take time and patience. Lots of patience with ourselves. Now, let us shift our focus to the present moment, breathing deeply, and as you exhale, release any tensions or negative energy you may be hiding or holding onto, and feel the sense of calmness and serenity washing over you. And in this present moment, you have the power to rewrite your story. Rewrite your story. And visualize yourself surrounded by a loving support system and filled with understanding and empathy. And picture yourself engaged in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. And as we come to the end of this meditation, take a moment to express gratitude for the awareness and the understanding you have gained. And give yourself permission to let go. Let go of any past pains or resentments, or knowing that
You are on the path of healing and growth. And when you're ready, you slowly bring your awareness back to the present moment. Wiggle your fingers, your toes, allowing yourself to reawaken and return to the world around you. And open your eyes take a deep final breath with me. I'm just carrying this renowned understanding and sense of peace within you. And remember, you are resilient, and you have the power to create a life filled with love, joy, emotional well-being. Embrace your journey and continue to explore the link between early childhood and depression and anxiety with compassion and curiosity. And most important, be gentle to ourselves, my friends. Be gentle. What you see, what you hear, is just sometimes an impression of the mind. My friends, I hope that you've found this podcast quite helpful. And if you feel like, or if you know someone that could use this kind of information just to help them out with their anxiety and stresses of life and depression, please pass it on. You don't know who might need to hear this, my friends. Namaste. And until our next episode, let's all keep calm in these muddy waters. And until next podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.